out they're not very bright after all. Okay. And a beach ball? Okay. So maybe we just need to get this started. Let's rock. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. Is a fun thing to listen to. Here we are outside and we're looking for mushrooms. And I found some. Alright, here's what you need to know. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And we are outside today for a lot of reasons. One, it's slightly cooler than it has been. Two, it has rained. Three, my sequencer crapped out. And what are these? Anyway, the water has really soaked them up. And anyway, I found some mushrooms. I'm going to keep going. Because I'm trying to avoid these people who pulled in here before me who are utterly clueless. Anyway. So, it rained overnight. Rained this morning. I'm in weird shape because of the rain. Slept weird. Was crampy. Better now. Need to walk around. So we're out here today at the OPPD Arboretum. You probably knew that. You could probably hear the traffic going by. Okay, here's some more mushrooms up here in this mulch. Can't even tell what they were. All these mushrooms are sogged out. And with all the rain recently, in the last, 24 hours. Now here's another big cluster of them. Because of all the rain, I thought, it might be a good mushroom day, because we're finding mushrooms in my yard yesterday, and I've been driving around seeing big mushrooms in people's yards. Okay, here's a really big flush of Japanese parasol coprinus. Again, mostly sogged out, but still, it looks pretty cool. Oh, and also within this, I'm almost standing on some. Also between my legs here, some fresh bird's nest mushrooms, tiny ones. There's a big cluster of them. Some of them are not opened yet, so okay. We have found four species of mushrooms so far. We're not even into the forest yet. Yeah, here's another big cluster of the Japanese parasols. Here's some more up here. Yeah, okay, so this mulch is totally infected with Japanese parasols. Beautiful, beautiful. Here's some more of that stuff. So I wanted to come out and look for fun fungus and maybe get a little exercise. Oh, here's a different species. We're up to at least five. This log is scurfy. And I wanted to come out and look for some mushrooms, and I thought the best place would be OPPD Arboretum. And yeah, here's another something else. No, I'm looking for mushrooms.
Oh.
That's a good day for mushrooms.
Are they safe?
Most of the ones around here are, but that doesn't mean that they taste good either.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst case scenario. How did this guy get in here? There was no other cars. He's a walker. Got an older guy walking around, getting his steps in. We're on six different species. Ooh, what was that back there in the woods? I heard a sound. Somebody went ka-shunk. Doodly-doo. So, We're looking for mushrooms. I brought my camera in case we found anything extra great. A lot of leaves coming down. I guess it's about that time of year things are going to start to de-leaf. Yeah, here's some more of these little white guys back in here. Oh, a whole bunch of them. Little tiny, very delicate mushrooms that have caps that are anywhere between 1 and 5 millimeters in diameter, and they're anywhere between 5 and 11 meters in height. These are small mushrooms. And the other reason we're out here today instead of staying indoors in Cynfin is because my sequencer crapped out last night. I had this great idea and I couldn't wait to try it. I was going to save it for today and surprise you all with this great idea that we could patch up. But I couldn't hold back, and so I don't remember when it was. It was kind of late. Maybe not that late. Doesn't matter. And the great idea was to go upstairs into Synth Zone 4, grab the pod that has all the control modules in it, bring it down, and hook it up to, you know, Synth Zone Aleph, and use the magic modulation machine in Synth Zone Aleph to control the new sequencer that's so critical to our Ignis Fatui architecture. Okay, finding some fun tall coprinus. This is a different species. So we're up to about 7 different species today. And I was thinking we were going to find some hamburger buns in here. This is what I've been finding in people's yards. Those mushrooms that look like golf balls. Where are they? This is where they usually pop up. And there's usually boatloads of them. Water level must have been high because all the bark mulch has been washed away off this path. So we're just going to go creeping up here. What's this over here? Oh, I thought it was more bird's nest. No. Oh, yeah, it is. Even younger. early bird's nest pins. These are cool mushrooms. If you've never seen bird's nests, they're very small. They don't have a cap. They don't have a stalk. They're just sort of these blobs that pop up, and they open up into this cone. And it looks like there's 3 little eggs inside, hence the name bird's nest mushroom. Back to the story. So I go upstairs and I grab the pod and I bring it down into Synth Zone Aleph. I start hooking things up and I turn it on and it acts weird. It doesn't do what it's normally supposed to do. Normally it goes through, you know, this beautiful startup routine where all the LEDs light up and they do a little dance and it's fun to watch. No, none of that. It just comes on, all the LEDs are blue. That's not right. This one should be green. These should be blue, but they're dim blue instead of bright blue. Not good. All right, here's something on some sticks. Can't tell what it is. Got this big mycelium underneath it. Are we going to find flammies today? Are there any flammies out? There's some coprinus. Here's something weird on this stick. Looks like a fried egg. Oh, it's some of those cookie mushrooms. Look like those little tea cookies that I like. All right, still looking. Still walking. So yeah, the sequencer that I wanted to use, my brand new one that I got like 2 weeks ago, it's locked up. It's not bricked. I mean, it powers up. It's just not powering up into whatever correct mode it's supposed to be in. It doesn't work. No knobs are responding. None of the buttons are responding. So I tried to reboot it a couple of times. That does nothing. And I thought, okay, crap. Did a couple of other little things, and that's when I decided better consult the manual, so I turned to the troubleshooting page. It has 3 suggestions. including reboot it, a couple of other things, and something else. There's some auricularia back there. There's a lot of auricularia auriculum on that log 3 meters back in the forest. It's getting really humid. I'm wondering how much longer I should stay out here. So I go through all the troubleshooting, the last suggestion of which is reinstall the firmware. You know, after make sure you have the latest firmware. I did have the latest firmware. I did all this, I did all that, and yeah, so this thing has a USB drive on it, so I pull the USB drive, find out that, yeah, it's got all the right firmware and everything, but just to make sure, I reinstalled the latest firmware. Still no effect. Nothing's happening, nothing's working. So, okay, it's time to contact tech support. So I email their support email address. And again, this was at night. And so I didn't expect to hear back from them until today, like this morning. But no, probably not even a half an hour later. I don't think it was 20 minutes to get a response from the guy. And the guy says, oh, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. I have one other recent report of this happening. Working on it. And I emailed him back. Well, thank you for your quick response. Looking forward to what you have to say. All right, I'm in the little classroom / amphitheater here. A lot of little of these white mushrooms. Various species of coprinus. This is all washed out. Water level must have gotten high. What else we got? Anything interesting back here? No. No stinkhorns or anything. I gotta start thinking about getting out of here. I'm gonna go back the way I came and we're gonna take the high road. So I said, okay, I guess I just gotta sit around and wait until tomorrow until I hear back from the support people at Synthesizer People. Hooray. But no, I really only had to wait until about 1 a.m. local time. You know, I'm still up. I get another email. It's from the guy. It's from the technical guy. He says, all right, I think we might have figured it out. You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to do a procedure. And I go, oh, God. And he says, that's pretty easy. Just here, click on this link, go to this website, follow the instructions. You're going to have to, you know, reinstall the bootloader, reinstall the firmware. And I sent an email right back. Great, I'll try it tomorrow. I haven't done this yet. Oh, here's some with these brown ones. Are these flammies? What the hell are these? And so, yeah, when I woke up today, more birds' nests. When I woke up today, I went through the email. And I went to the site that I need to go to. And I started reading instructions. And this is going to require a USB micro B cable. Oh, God damn it. My life is a nightmare of USB cables. I hate USB so much. I don't think I have this cable. One thing I do have is a cable that has all these adapters for different sizes of USB. And one or two of the adapters just don't work. I cannot get anything to work. And I have a feeling that USB micro B is the one thing that I don't have. So now I gotta drive all around town looking for this cable. Because I need to plug this cable into the module after I take it out of the pod. And I got to plug it into my computer, and I got to go through these god-awful gyrations. I have to hold a special combination of buttons on the back, and then click a special link on the screen. And this happens a couple times. I have to go through this Vulcan nerve pinch button pressing on the back of the module. Just taking the damn thing out of the rack is a pain in the ass, but all right, I'm starting to not feel well, and I need to get back to my car, but we're not getting any closer. I'm actually walking in the opposite direction, walking up this path, looking at all the bark mulch. Yeah, and I should also mention that I'm the guinea pig. I'm the prototyper. I'm the first person who's ever going to go through this procedure. I need to report back to them. Oh, here's some blackbird's nests. Interesting. Must be old. So, that's why we're not doing synth today. Oh, I guess we could do some synth. We gotta do something, because I'm about to get back to where I once belonged. Get back, Jojo. Ugh. The humidity is my death. Which way do I want to go? Which way is faster? I think this way. Literally at a crossroads here. So I haven't even, other than, you know, glancing at the instructions, I haven't done anything. Because I haven't even begun to look for this cable yet. Because the first thing I gotta do, I don't know what USB micro B looks like. You can tell me what it's called all you want, but the whole USB thing is just stupid. So much for having a standard. Anyway. Because remember, not only do we have USB, the universal serial bus. Oh, it's universal, except for the connectors. You can have type A. You can have type B. You can have type micro B. You can have... No, that's not how you do it. Nobody consulted me. And so now I gotta go through all the awful gyrations of... I can't just take the module out of the rack. It's a full rack. You pretty much have to take the entire rack apart just to get the module out, which is fine. I'm willing to do these things. and then you gotta plug it into the module, plug it into your computer. Oh, that was the other thing. This fix only works if you can run Chrome. I don't have Chrome. You can only open up the website in Chrome. But I do have Chromium. I'm hoping that's close enough. And I was able to read the instructions, so... I'm hoping it'll all work. And I'm hoping that we can do... Ignis Fatui, or some of these other ideas I have. I have some ideas about using modulation to control this sequencer, which will be absolutely... crazy fantastic, especially for generative synth. All right, now what the hell are we gonna do? Thank you.
Oh, isn't that fun? I love that track so much. That was N5 from Outer Space by Alexander Robotnik and Ludwig Pinsky from the Analog Sessions. And yep, that sounds super analog-y. So what I'm doing now is I'm sitting down in front of my synth, in front of this rack with the sequencer in it, and I got the screwdriver and I'm loosening up the rack bolts, because yes, I do use knurlies, so I only have to loosen them up a little bit and then I can undo them with my fingers. So, and that's what we're doing. Starting the process of reflashing this bad boy. I looked at the instructions again. Basically, I have to upload a new bootloader into it, and then once the bootloader's there, then I gotta put the firmware back on it. And I'm just wondering how much of this rack am I gonna have to take apart to get this thing out. This last one's taking a while to come out. There we go. All right, so we put the rack bolts over here on the mixer where I won't lose them. Now, will this just lift out? Oh, yeah, kinda. Am I gonna be able to get it off the thing? I can barely see in there. Ooh, and I don't wanna sit like this because this is hurting my leg very much. And I'm gonna need some light. This flashlight works. Yep, okay, we just need to pop this connector off the board here. And I can't get my hand in there, because this is a teeny tiny rack and I really just want to pull on the ribbon cable, but that's not how you do it, is it, kids? No, it's not. So we gotta wedge our fingertips in here, and okay, that wasn't too bad. I did manage to get this out without undoing anything terrible. Now I gotta find the right USB cable. Where's the little thing right there? All right, well, wish me luck, kids, because it's time for me to fix this thing and tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Yeah, my name's Tobe. I gotta stand up and I gotta start looking for a USB cable. Oh, God, pray for me.